Hello. This is Adam Rennie from Flashdance, and Erica asked me to answer a few questions, so I thought rather than me like sit down at a computer, because that'll never happen, that I just record my answers as if we're doing an interview. And Amber, who is one of our fantastic members of the company, is going to ask me the questions so that I don't just awkwardly talk to you. Okay.
Adam, how did you get the part?
So for me, this audition was really quite quick, like a dream audition, really. Like other people of the company were auditioning for months, and like the Alex's Carly, who plays Alex, had to go through like a week-long boot camp and like for a few months. But I came in the last week of auditions, and I came and auditioned on the Monday and sung through a bunch of the material, and then they called me back to come in on the Wednesday, and like every time I would sing more and more material and work with the scenes more and work with Sergio, and then on the Thursday morning I got cast.
I can see from your bio that you've been in a number of musicals. Were these Broadway shows? Or?
So they're all, most of my credits are, I'm obviously from Australia. So in Australia, we don't really have what they call like a Broadway, but our first-rate productions, they'll tour between Melbourne and Sydney. So I get like Love Never Dies is, I sat down in Melbourne for 7 months and then we moved up to Sydney. So that's kind of like our version of Broadway, but they weren't like, I wasn't in New York City. So like Australian Broadway.
Describe your past experience during this tour of Flashdance.
So we've been, how long have we been out on the road for? We're a month. Yeah, we're about to hit our 2 months. So far it's been great. Like the rehearsal process was amazing for us because the writers were so involved. They were in our rehearsals. Tom, who wrote the original screenplay and has then come on to write the musical, the book of the musical, he was in rehearsals almost every day, helping us with the book scenes and rewriting things, changing, making things better and better. And also an amazing thing for me coming from Australia is that Robbie Roth, who wrote the music, who composed the score, was around quite a lot. So like I learnt my songs, I learnt from the man who, you know, wrote them, which coming from Australia never happens. It's always like an arm's length away. So it's, the team has been incredible to work with, and then now I've been on the road for 2 months and audiences so far really love us. And it's always amazing when you've worked on something in a rehearsal room for so long that you get used to seeing what people do, and it's always amazing to have an audience, and now we get that every night. So so far we're having a great time. At the moment I'm sitting by the pool in Arizona. Where are we?
Tucson.
So we're having a great time. We're a great group of people and we all get along very well, which makes the show super fun to be a part of.
Where are you headed next after Vancouver?
So we're in Vancouver until I believe the 16th, and then we go to Edmonton and then Calgary. So that takes us through till December, where we have we all get to go home and have a layoff for December, which will be really nice to spend the holidays with our families. And then we hit the road and we're out until April.
Any future projects after this?
Oh, goodness. So far, my brain can't go any past April. So who knows? There's, I guess after April, I'll just go back to the city and keep auditioning. And who knows? It's kind of the exciting part about what we do is you never really know what's around the corner, because all it takes is one audition and one phone call. Like I said, with this show, like 4 days before I'd sung any of the material from Flashdance, I had no idea what my life was going to be, and now I'm touring around all of, like, America and Canada until April, so who knows?
And that's all.
Great. Thank you. I hope that's okay. Give me a yell if you need any more questions. Bye.